All right, now we are
Skip bop bobble, bada bada wobble.
In 5, 4,
four,
three,
two.
Give me the solo. What was that from?
I'm glad you didn't say the one, because it's a rookie move to say the one. 5, 4, 3, 2. You guys should do the last three probably. 5, 4.
Give me the solo.
My chair's so rickety. Do you hear this?
No.
You can't hear that? There's no way.
You can kind of hear it, but it's not coming up in. It's not like.
How about now? I turned crisp audio off. Crisp audio is actually kind of a godsend. But anyways, I've had this chair. Actually, this chair's older than me. It was in my family before. It's in my family for generations. It's office really? Chair. Yeah, it's actually like probably 26 years old. Man, so I kind of have some sentimental value to it. It's like a piece of crap chair, but I kind of like it. Is that weird?
No. I like sentimental value stuff.
Yeah. Keeps me grounded.
Mm-hmm. Like this shirt. My college roommate gave me the shirt because he grew out of it.
I say it looks cool, by the way.
Thanks.
I meant to tell you that earlier. What's that from?
It's from an anime movie called Spirited Away. And I never saw the movie when he gave it to me, so it's always so self-conscious wearing it.
Like a band shirt, if you don't know, like at least three
Dude,
of the band
this
songs.
Is why. Is this the podcast?
Welcome to episode 21.
Welcome to episode 21. Give me the solo. Big up the island. Pop, pop, pop. Give me the solo.
I don't think so.
Ray?
Jake, hit him with that freestyle.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Ray?
You're not listening hard enough.
I think with them,
you realize you're still in the dream.
That was actually kind of racist.
No.
We'll check that later.
Like, bleep it all out. Give me the right, fish and chips and that soul.
So, you're saying, I actually do remember you telling me that's your pet peeve of like people wearing band shirts.
Okay, it is kind of my pet peeve, but it wasn't until this happened. So, okay, I don't know what's my bigger pet peeve. I'll tell you the story, and I'll explain both my pet peeves, and we'll decide which one's worse. So,
okay,
I have this. Grateful Dead, you know the Grateful Dead, like the tie dye,
yes.
Like funky. I don't know if that shirt.
I said it was really cool.
Yeah.
I was wearing
that shirt one night, and I was wearing it out, and all night everyone was like, "Dude, cool shirt." They're just saying that's all they're saying, like, "Cool shirt."
Cool,
I like
cool
that shirt.
Shirt.
It's like, "Oh, thank you." At end of the night, I'm walking back to my apartment, and I'm on the phone, walking back, like on the phone with my roommate, and some kid like stops me. He goes like this, like while I'm walking, and I mean, I was in a good mood, and like the kid looked like nice enough, but he like puts his hand on my chest, stops me. He's like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa! Name 5 Grateful Dead songs right now." And then that's when I got like super. I like pretended I was super pissed off, and I was like,
"Yeah,
dude." And I like, I'm on the, and I just like walked away. Like I was like,
"That's a really good recovery."
I was actually very like, if I wasn't on the phone, like I would have been screwed.
Yeah,
because. Right now, I would just say like, "Hey man, I don't even know. I couldn't name one song." But like back then,
I don't know one Grateful Dead song.
I was like walking away, like I felt so lame. So that's why I was like so insecure wearing this shirt, because I haven't seen this movie, but apparently it's like a.
Sorry.
Sorry, my cameraman fellow.
Like a 1 foot tall cameraman.
The cameraman just had a straight.
Little camera helper.
He's like standing there with his legs locked, just like just passes out and falls.
Dude, by the way, your camera and room look really cool right now.
Thank you.
Like the ambiance.
Thank you.
Are those headphones you found those, right?
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Found them.
We'll table that. But let's talk about the shirt.
I didn't mean to derail, but yeah.
So I was really insecure about wearing this shirt because I hadn't seen the movie. So I finally saw the movie, and I thought it was a kid's movie.
It was an anime series.
It's an anime movie. So I saw this movie, and I was like, okay, this is going to be a kid's movie. And it was actually scary. It was like a scary anime movie. It's really good. It's a really good movie. It's called Spirited Away.
Yeah, but did you watch it just because you wanted to wear the shirt?
Yeah, that's actually why. But it was a good movie.
Kevin might be kind of lame to do that.
No! okay. So, remember I said, like, I mean, tell you two scenarios, and, like, you tell me, like, which is worse. So, when I was walking on the phone with my Grateful Dead t-shirt, was I lame because I was a poser wearing a Grateful Dead t-shirt, or was the kid lame for stopping me while I was on the phone and be like, hey, name five Grateful Dead songs? Just, like,
was he drunk?
He's drunk, but he was also with, like, a group of girls, so he was, like, definitely, like, I think he was just trying to put me down.
Yeah,
he's like,
cool. It's not cool to put people down.
Because, you know, because he could have been like, dude, cool shirt. Like, what's your favorite song? Like,
that would be
that's worse. Like, genuinely asking. But, like, I could just tell that, like
he knew you didn't know. Yeah. You should have flipped the script. He probably didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Dude, I should have been like Tuesday Mornings, Sweet and Salty, Monday by the Shore.
You should do that. You should have flipped it on him. Boom. That would be embarrassing. Could you imagine? Yes, you. Like, I don't have so many. What's your favorite?
I don't know.
He grabs his phone like,
sorry.
No, but.
Okay, yeah. So to go back to the headphones. So here's the quick story, because I feel like, I mean, I guess we're in no rush, really, but here's the quick story. So sitting in a computer lab in the electrical engineering building at my school.
Got a flex on us.
And I'm just sitting there doing my homework.
Mm-hmm.
And the room is filled with people. And I look over, and I finish my homework, whatever, and I look over to, like, the desk next to me, and I see these headphones sitting there. So I pick them up, and I turn.
Been sitting there around a kid that was passed out's head.
No. Like, sleeping, meanwhile, like, I was there for 2 hours. Like, nobody sat next to me.
Okay.
So I look, I see them. So I pick them up and I turn to the whole room and I say, hey, are these anybody's? And everybody looks up and, like, nobody says anything. People, like, shake their head. So I say, okay. So I grab them and, like, walk out and I go to the office to turn them into the lost and found.
Really?
Yeah, I swear. I mean, really have nothing in it to lie. So I'm walking to the lost and found, the office, and then I get there. And, like, the door's locked and the office is closed because it's, like, 6:30. So I was
you did your part. At that point,
So immediately when I saw the office closed, I was like, I tried. And then I just kept
going. You're probably hoping it was locked.
Honestly, like, kind of.
Didn't turn the knob all the way.
Because they're, like, nice headphones. It's like,
yeah, I know.
They're, like, really, cool. Really good noise-canceling ones.
Yeah. Speaking of noise-canceling stuff and audio, this reminds me. I wanted to ask you something. I think you're into this, so let me... I just started getting to my new thing, audiobooks. This is Audible. Okay. You literally made me think of it because I just started doing this. I don't like reading. I never have. I'll read stuff out of necessity. Like, I don't mind reading, like, an article. Like, oh, that's really interesting. I'll read that. But books, like, random books, not a big fan. I mean, I have gone through, like, a few, like, Hunger Games, Magic Treehouse, you know, the good ones.
Magic Treehouse was so good.
It was good.
Fun fact about Kevin, I read every Magic Treehouse up until 32.
My God. That's a lot of them. I probably read like 5 or 6.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, my Lexa level is pretty abysmal. But anyways. Anyway, so audiobooks, though. I really have been enjoying them. I usually read nonfiction, and, like, just listening to them, like, it's like, first of all, like, it's just, like, kind of relaxing, and it makes you feel, like, productive. You can just, like, do it while you're doing anything.
Mm-hmm. It's like a really, like, informative podcast.
Yeah. I mean, not as formative as ours, but...
Mm-mm.
No, but, like, it's definitely my new thing. I'm going to just start doing, just leave... Although, I do buy them. It's probably a better way to do it. I buy them off of Amazon on Audible.
Okay. Do you subscribe to Audible?
No, because it was, like, $15 a month.
Yeah.
$15! Because I'd rather just... Because I'll buy things I'm really interested in, and I can just go back and listen to them whenever I want.
No, that's true.
But if I started buying a lot, then maybe I would. But so you're a big fan of audiobooks too?
Yeah, Hugh. I listen. You're talking to the Audible. I mean, you're talking about the Audible Andy right here.
you are kind of an Audible Andy, I will say.
I just wanted to give you the number one Audible tip. It's the one thing whenever somebody says that they're about to get into audiobooks, I just tell them one thing. You have to make sure, there's very, very few exceptions. You have to make sure that the narrator of the audiobook is the author.
Why?
I'll tell you why. So when I was an Audible rookie, I would just like get any book that sounded interesting to me. I was like, oh, this is like, people say this is a good book.
Yeah.
I'll get on Audible. So, and I have, I'm not kidding, I maybe have like 30 books on Audible right now. I have a lot.
Dang.
I'll tell you right now, if somebody just writes a book and then they just hire a narrator for it, some guy with a cool voice, like,
yeah.
And then I went down the street and that's when I saw my mother die. It's really comes down to when the author reads his own book, he knows like what intonations to put into it and he like knows what's happening. So it makes it so much more engaging. Sometimes when a guy just has a cool voice, he just like reads it, but he like doesn't really know what's going on. And like, and then it's just like, I've listened to a couple where it's like this, it's really interesting, but it's not engaging. Yeah. It's hard to listen to.
That's a good point. I never thought about Kevin. I should have talked to you before. I should have consulted you. But I think my guy might not be the author because, first of all, his voice is rocking. Unless his author is blessed, like, I can write any book I want and I have a great voice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not even an author. He's like, okay, it's a book on real estate. So he's like a real estate mogul who is also an author. And a trifecta with a nice voice, Kevin, I highly doubt it. I mean, this guy's voice is rocking.
Mm-hmm.
And I did notice one point where, like, he's talking about pretty advanced, like financial topics or I'm I have to really pay attention to try to understand these for this real estate stuff. And this guy, he kept like, he would like, what's the word? Like, is it not in fluctuation? Is it in fluctuation? Right.
In like voice. Yeah. Or like intonation.
In fluctuation, intonation. I don't read. So I don't know.
Conflation.
Conflation, inflation. Kevin.
Staycation.
But anyways, he like it was emphasis. I'll just put it simply. He just emphasizes like really weird spots. I'm like, I don't know if you're supposed to emphasize that spot, but you know what? You have a cool voice. I'm gonna roll with it. I still understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
A couple times I did pick up on that, so I'm thinking that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, don't let it ruin it for you. Don't harp on it now.
Yeah, you might even make me think about it now. Let me ask one question that I wanted to ask you. Do you think listening to audiobooks improves your lifestyle level, even though you're not reading it?
So here's another thing. So there's two types of listening to audiobooks. It's
really
like,
quick, I'm listening to you, then I'm also going to ASMR swig my Yeti cooler.
Okay, let's do it at the same time.
Okay. Definitely wet my whistle.
Yeah, I definitely.
My chair is way too creaky.
No.
Stop leaning back.
Leave a comment in the
comment in the description if my chair is too squeaky. Also, here, want to have one more ASMR? I'm gonna treat myself to a trolley, Sour Blast and Crawlers, not sponsored.
Okay.
I'm gonna get half of that for now. Okay. Enough of that ASMR break. So, Kevin, continue what you're saying.
So, there's two types of listening to audiobooks. There's, like, passive listening, where you're just, like, you put it on, and then you're doing another task. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, it's pretty good. But there's some audiobooks where it's, like, very complex, where it's honestly kind of like reading, where you put it on, and if you're not, like, giving it almost, like, 100% of your attention focus, like, the words will just fly past you.
I've been kind of feeling that a little bit. So you think if you focus 100%, then you are kind of gaining that, like.
Yeah. Honestly, it's kind of hard. It's honestly pretty hard because some of the authors like read it really fast. Yeah. Okay. You want to hear my tip number two? It's not as important as my tip number one for Audible. Tip number two is it honestly is like tip number 1A or 1B, whatever, however you want to section it. Listen to the sample of the book before you buy it.
I did do that.
Okay.
I did do that.
Oh, there's a.
I was going to copy you, but legally, I don't think I can.
Thank God you didn't.
But.
Because I. Dude, okay. Sorry. But. No. I was just about to buy an audiobook yesterday. And
yeah.
Because my friend recommended to me. She was reading this book. It was like a book on like how. It's like it's how to talk to people or something like that.
Talk to women.
Honestly, I think it was like that was part of it. That was like a chapter of it. But it was like how to talk to people. I was like, I like talking to people, obviously. Maybe it'll improve the podcast. So I was like, I'll get it.
Yeah, you probably should get that then.
And she was reading it though, like.
Like she's back in the 18th century. She's reading it.
Yeah, she was reading it with like a whale oil candle. Whale blubber candle.
Whale wax blubber candle.
She was reading it. She's like, it's a really good book. Like, honestly, like, I've learned a lot. And I was like, oh, this is, she's like my coworker. So, like, I feel like she's pretty smart. Okay. So I'm like, okay, I'll check it out. So, but I told her, I was like, but I'll warn you, I'm going to get the audiobook version. And she's like, I honestly recommend that you read it. But she didn't.
Why?
I don't know, because she's a nerd.
It's kind of, actually, now I think about it, it is nerdy to read it normally.
So like, as I'm walking home, after she tells me this, I'm looking it up on Audible, and I'm like, oh, it has, like, pretty good reviews. But then I was like, let's sample it. And it was, the author was the narrator, so I was like, that's good.
But, yeah, I can see, but you have to have a good speaking voice, so I can see it going bad.
So it was like, the book was literally, like, how to be... Honestly, it was kind of like how to talk to women, but I think it was like more general. But it was like how to be like confident, like when you're like talking or something like that.
Yeah.
And I hit play. It's like when I was in the third grade. It's like hit like such a pathetic like nerdy voice, and I was like,
how to be more confident.
I mean, maybe it's like a good book just because like. That's what that guy has to work with. Like, if he's like, if he's successful and that's what he's working with, then like maybe it is. But
seriously.
As soon as I heard that, I was like, I don't know if I can't really take this guy seriously. Like, he should have got the voice.
Yeah, he listened to his own book. Obviously, he didn't listen. But Kevin, I'm also gonna segue this because you keep bringing up juices in my brain that I wanted to talk to you about. Lately, we're talking about listening to stuff. Lately, I've been feeling like my workouts have been kind of like my motivations for working out have been declining. Like even when I go, because I don't have a problem going. It's like when I go there, like I don't have a I'm having a problem like pushing myself like I used to and like really wanting to be there, getting in the zone. I'm like more like whatever, I'll just get it done and get out of here. I think I'm attributing that mostly to. Not having a good gym playlist. My gym playlist is I ran it into the ground,
dude.
And I'm like trying to make another one. And I can't, and like it, like the music is like so important to me when I work out, like so important.
That was gonna be my first tip. I was gonna say like you need some new music.
But what do I do if I feel like I squeezed the lemon too much? It's depleted.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think
I span all genres too. I don't know what to do.
Right now, I've kind of strayed away. I don't know. Like I'm still in the testing trials of this, but I kind of strayed away from playlists while working out, and I'm into. I'll just like find an album and just like listen to the whole thing. It's honestly hard because there's not like too many albums that are good like all the way through.
Yeah.
But that's what I've been doing. I mean, the results aren't like it's not like something that's like, dude, it's so good, but. That's just kind of what I've been doing. Just like
what kind of
like,
music you listen to.
Kind of get some like juices flowing. The last, so I was just lifting today, and the album I was listening to was like Playboi Carti's Whole Lotta Red on YouTube, and there's a version where they like take out all of like the dead space between all the songs. So it's kind of like one long song. Mm. So that was pretty good. I think a friend of the podcast, Jim, showed me that song. Showed me that video.
Jimmy M?
Mm-hmm. Jimmy M.
Mm, baby, that's my baby. So you listen to rap, though, mostly?
No, the album that I was listening to before that is a guy called Youngblood.
Youngblood?
Youngblood.
I think I've heard of that before.
He's like a alternative, like kind of like screamo alternative guy. Hmm. But he just came out with an album, and it was pretty good.
So Youngblood and a whole lot of red.
Mm-hmm. And then also, I feel like AC/DC usually always gets me in the mood, but I've been like trying to find not the typical AC/DC songs, like, cause you can list like Back in Black, Shook Me All Night Long, like Thunderstruck, but then there's other songs like
they have so many,
like Rocker or Money Talks.
Rocker, I barely know her.
Rocker, how about I sock her? This podcast is sponsored by the NFL.
Oh, man.
Cut that out. Okay, but
well,
okay. Sorry, were you going to talk about music?
Yeah.
Okay, music. Music away.
I was talking about music still. Well, man, I was going to say,
music?
My music taste is kind of weird. I think you know that. I mean, I listen to normal stuff, but also a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah. Jake's the only person, well, not honestly, probably the only person I know that will like frequently listen to like original soundtracks of like movies, or like listen to like, he just like listens to like scores.
Yeah, they're good.
I mean, they are
movies,
good.
Video game, TV shows I like. Or like anything, so I listen to stuff I haven't even like seen the show. I just know the soundtrack. I don't know why, but it's only certain things. Like, I mean, it has to be. I mean, there are some that made it to my gym playlist, but like a very very small percentage. Like those are the ones that are like the really cool ones, like the Pirates of the Caribbean. Like when the thing comes out of the water, the Flying Dutchman. Like it plays a really cool. Like that's cool. But like mostly it's more relaxing. But I listen mostly when I like I'm doing like productive stuff. I'm like, trying to think. I did schoolwork a lot of times. Because it's kind of like, you know, like your brain doesn't have to like, pay attention to it because there's no words usually. So it's more like ambiance.
Did you try the binaural beats that I told you about?
What? No.
Aww.
What's that?
So I sent you a
the frequency.
Yeah.
I didn't do it, but I kind of forgot about it, to be honest with you.
I've been doing it.
Kevin, I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I forgive you.
You've been doing it?
Yeah. So I listened to a health podcast, and that guy like said like, if you listen to this like 5 minute, listen to it for 5 minutes and just like focus on the frequencies, and it like puts your brain in the mood to like focus and think. So I've been doing that before work, and I feel like it definitely.
Really? You think it helps?
Yeah. Cause I'm like, when I'm done, I just like, I'm like, whew, take my headphones off, and then
that's
I just
interesting.
Like, yeah.
Do you think, is there different frequencies for different things? Like, one
no,
amped
it's
up?
Like, oh, maybe. I actually don't know.
Is the brown note?
That's a good question.
You know the brown note?
Uh huh. Like makes you poop.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one's like specifically poop. For focus. But that's, dude, we should invent one for like being working silly. Out.
Getting amped up and being silly. Like, the being silly one is 32.5 megahertz.
Oh.
Or this. Didgeridoo. I want a didgeridoo really bad. But while we're on the topic of health, there is something I just started doing today. Fun fact, surprisingly. So.
We're waiting.
Know that I dabble in TikTok. Am I crazy consumer? No, but well, if I throw it on. God, you got me. I watch it a lot. But there's something, I mean, they target toward you. you know, they target you.
Yeah.
There's something I've been seeing about parasites in people. Apparently, it's not normal to poop out worms.
Parasite?
Like just that? Kidding. Yeah.
Parasite.
But apparently, you can take this cocktail, right? And you, if you have parasites, you poop them out.
Okay.
You just poop them. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, snooze fast. What else? They like 80% of people have parasites. That might not be right. So don't quote me on that. But a lot of people have them.
I pray to God that's wrong.
It's a lot. But then I was thinking to myself, you know what? Let me take a little look-see.
Let me take a little look-see. Like start like looking through your. You have like a stool sample and you're sifting through it.
Percent of people. Okay, I would say I type slow. I'm on the computer a lot, but it's because I have like 8 different keyboards, so I can't
get. You can't get a groove down.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense if you're.
Okay, it's like 30 to 60, so 80.
30 to 60. That range is way too much.
30 to 60. Also, dude, I just typed that in, looked at the first answer, so that might not be right.
Dude, 10 to 90% of people have.
It's like 10 to 90, man. Hey, I'm a okay, we'll say 60. Okay, we'll just say for the sake of the extreme factor.
Okay,
we'll
so 60. 60. How many of those are my wife?
But I've seen
tough crowd.
Stuff. Most of the world doesn't literally. I mean, not most of the world. I guess the most of them does. But there's a lot of people that live in like non-developed countries. So like. Okay. Obviously, you're gonna drink shit water from time to time. You get some parasites.
Yeah, yeah.
Here, I feel like
wait,
you know,
do another one. How many people in the U.S. try that?
You're really making me work over here. I don't like it.
I really just don't want to have.
Ooh, I just had a groove.
Ooh.
Ooh, I was flying for a second. Shit, I messed up. Parasites. I rely on autocorrect. So I really banged out Parasite. And I got parties.
How many people in the U.S. have parties?
Well, are parasites common in the U.S.? I want a percentage. Most of us have intestinal parasites. It is estimated that around 80% of both adults and children have parasites in their gut. Okay, well, I'm not going to read it. Just, okay. For the sake of...
Okay. Let's say 60. Let's go back to 60.
Most people think parasitic disease occur in poor and developing countries. That's what I think. Or are infections they might pick up on a trip to a foreign country. Seems reasonable to me.
Gotta be careful.
However, parasitic infections also occur in the United States, and in some cases, affect millions of people. I could have changed my inflection on that a little bit, but long story short, there's a good chance. It's way more common than you think. And also, I was reading people's like anecdotal evidence, right? Like their experiences. And they're like, I'm like, I live in the South and like blah blah blah. I don't know why I like that. But it was my gut, like I've always kind of been bloated, like or this to be like all of a sudden like I had a dairy, like I got like lactose intolerant. I got out of nowhere, like I developed a certain thing. And I remember, like, when I was little, I mean, you know, I should chug milk like no one's business.
Yeah.
But, like, I swear, like, now I'm lactose intolerant, air quotes, and I still eat milk, and it doesn't agree with me. I'm like, I just developed that, I guess. But, like, there's also other things where I'm like, man, like, I mean, maybe I could. Like, some people are saying, like, yeah, just, like, it's, like, common stuff, like, bloating. And they took this. So, it's, like, I ordered it off Amazon. This stuff. This concoction.
Yeah.
So you drink it. So, people are drinking it. You, like, put it. It tastes like, what's a horrible thing?
An old like work poop. Boot?
It's like an old work boot juice. It tastes disgusting. It tastes like three times a day for three months. You take it 3 times a day for 10 days. And 30 drops. 30 drops, 3 times a day, 3 days. So, anyways, people take it. It's like, yeah, day 2, I just got out like 80 worms. I'm not even kidding you. And, like, Reagan started watching it because I was like telling her about it. Like,
well, wait, that happened to you?
No, not me.
Oh, well, you said
I would have led with that. I would have flung on this podcast and said the first thing if I was pooping out wormies. Honestly, free fish bait. But people are like, yeah, like
you turned yourself into a parasite farm.
They were showing pictures on TikTok. They're showing pictures of their poo poo with worms in it. And Reagan's saving me. She's like, Jake, don't look. She's like, Jake, don't look. It's too gross for you. So anyways, to make a long story short,
hey, puppy, I'm going to try eyes.
Shield your eyes. But take a long story short, I'm going to try it, and I will be the I'll let you know. Maybe I don't have anything, but maybe I do.
And I will be the first to try, and I will be.
But imagine if, like, or, like Reagan gets, like, sometimes, like, some stomach aches.
Yeah.
Imagine if he just has wormy poops in her stomach. And it just, like, cures her. Because people are, I should have the burps all of a sudden. Sorry, my worms. So is that interesting?
Honestly,
is that interesting?
I guess it's interesting, but also one of the
thumbnail. You think it's interesting, but
one of like honestly, like probably one of my fears is getting like having just like tapeworms all like just like filling my whole body and like and just like walk around and just like the tapeworms control everything and it's just like.
Just ew, Kevin, you're gross.
So I'm really hoping that you guys just got like TikTok scammed.
Yeah, I also fall victim to things a lot.
But also, like the lactose intolerant thing, it's like I just picture like this is like a tapeworm sitting in your stomach, and he just has a beer stein, just like scooping up stuff you're eating and drinking, and like you start drinking milk.
Yeah. He's like, I don't like that.
He's like, ugh. He just like throws a fit, just like starts like banging around in your stomach.
Yeah, I don't know. I have another health question for you while I have you here.
Shoot, partner.
Do you ever hear of minoxidil?
Yes.
Minoxidil pickles?
They're all
your
hairy.
So minoxidil helps you grow hair. Mm-hmm. All you hairy listeners. David, Kevin's brother, couldn't really. I mean, his beard was okay, right? And then he started taking that for his beard. He's got a full bush.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a big old bush.
Yeah, he's got a big old bush light. Get yourself into a bush light.
Yeah. And I was thinking, I like my beard. I'm not going to. You think if I. So, okay. Don't mind my pimple, but see, it's kind of patchy right here, right?
Yeah.
Is it stupid if I got it to try to make that fill in?
No.
I was like thinking about it.
Dude, I would recommend that to everybody. Because honestly. I bet David didn't have like much more facial hair than I do.
Than I do. Really? But then
and then he started taking it and now he's got like
yeah, he's got a nice beard.
Yeah.
But I was thinking I'm like I could make it a little bit thicker if I took it. But I'm like, is that just being vain? Like my beard's okay. But then you just confirmed that my beard looks like shit and I should take it.
Here's the thing. I feel like there's a certain level of like vanity. To like effort. So like let's say you had to like go through like a massive surgery and then you had to like you like couldn't like look at like you like couldn't look at the sun like look at sunlight for like 6 months, but then you have a full beard. If you did that, then that's like you're that's like very vain and you're like then like you can tell that like you're really insecure about it. But if you do something really easy, just like rubbing some stuff on your face every day.
It's so easy.
It's like convenient, then it's almost like why wouldn't you do it?
Why not just try? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So I should do it.
Come back. Your right, whole guys, so face is just covered in
so, all right. You're like here first, folks. I'll try minoxidil. I'll try parasite spray. I'll try anything you guys want. You just send in my P.O. box, and I'll try it, and I'll get you guys hit you up.
You just poop out a bunch of hairy worms.
Oh.
A bunch of hairy imagine? Hippie worms.
Like a caterpillar, like a full one. That's disgusting.
He has one of those little like hobo bags. He's like,
you curled my giant toes. Beard. Little toe curler.
He's like, whatever, I didn't like it in there anyway. whatever.
Shoot.
You know what I've been...
Speaking of hobo costumes, just kidding. What are you saying?
Speaking of hobo costumes, I beat up this homeless guy. Okay. Do you want to hear? No, I don't want to. I don't want to tell that story. It's like too. It's too like scary serious.
Scary serious.
Yeah.
Kevin, now you got me interested.
Okay, so if you guys have
is it gonna bum me out?
No, I don't think so. No, okay. I don't know. So if you guys have been listening to the podcast over the last, actually, Jake, did you know that we hit our 1 year of the Jake and Kevin show?
Did we actually?
Yeah, we hit it like 2 months ago.
Dude, I don't know what time has been flying lately.
I know.
Just me. Like crazy. I feel like we're gonna be 40 by the time. I'm trying to do a bunch now because we're like 40 in like a couple years.
Yeah, I know. Let's try to hit the 40th episode before we turn 40.
And we drink a 40.
Yeah, okay, if we make it to the 40th episode of the Jake and Kevin show, we'll drink a 40 on the episode.
Okay. I'll throw up on my keyboard and have to clean the chunks out in between the Mac and keyboards. Death quote. Sorry, that's kind of a grody bomb.
I don't want to tell the story. I don't want to tell this. It's not even a story. It's just like something. It's a fact, and it's just like a bummer, and it's just gonna make people scared, like uncomfortable.
Well, then don't tell.
I ain't gonna tell it. I ain't gonna do it.
Well, you know what is it? What's it pertain to? I'm not gonna do it.
It's pretty much so. If you guys know the podcast, you know that I recently moved to the city. I don't know if I've
mentioned that.
And obviously, there's just more crime in the city. So, I mean, if you guys want to look it up at home, just search like Wrigleyville abductions. That's all I'm going to say.
Ugh.
And apparently, like, it's a whole thing. I'm going to just tell it. So there's a silver SUV. We actually have to get the word out so people know. There's a silver SUV driving around Wrigleyville. And what they do is they park in alleys and wait for people to walk by. And a guy gets out of the back door with a gun. And he just holds you at gunpoint and says, get in the car. They get you in the car. They take your wallet. They take your phone. They take like everything you have, and then they just like drive you away. Like they drive you like 20 minutes outside the city, and they just drop you off and they just leave you there. And this happened 5 times in like the last 6 days.
That's 6 days.
Yeah, like since
Kevin, didn't you move in 6 days ago? You know what? This is a PSA. If someone ever tells you to get in their car, I don't care if they have a gun. I really don't. You don't get in the car.
But yeah. Okay. So if this happens to me, what should I do? Should I run away? Just like sprint as far.
I think you run.
Should I go like this? Like this. Hey, look, and then go.
Pew. And you cartoon. There's just a puff of smoke behind. No, but honestly, the real talk, I think regardless, you don't get in the car.
So
also, don't get in that situation. How about that?
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But don't get in the car.
That's true. So it's only been happening people who walk it alone. Walk around at night alone. But the scariest thing is, so we were looking up like where these were, because it just said Wrigleyville. So we're like, okay, where in Wrigleyville? And the very first guy it happened to got abducted. I'm not kidding. Like exactly across the street from my apartment.
Are you serious?
Like,
and you invited me over? What the hell?
Like 30 feet. That's why I invited you over.
It was like right around that time, didn't it? Happened like right around that time when I was going to come over?
No, it was like you were already back in Alabama because this was on Saturday.
Ah.
But that's why I needed you. I needed the Italian stallion.
Ah, Kevin, you're always buttering my chops. I'm going to sneeze really loud. You guys want to hear it?
Gazoon tight.
Oh, I thought that was really good.
Yeah, so...
That's kind of a scary letdown story. Kevin, I need to up.
Okay, so I've been like, trying to think of ways, like, think, like, just go through scenarios of what I do. What would I do?
You don't get in the car.
So I did... Definitely don't get in the car.
Yeah, because if they let you out, that's one thing, but they can just easily kill you then at that point.
Yeah, or like best case, let's say I don't die. They take my phone, they take my wallet, they take like my keys. They drop me off in a random part of the city that I don't know. Probably a worse part of the city.
You're going to kill by someone else.
I know, and I'm not going to be able to find my way home.
And you're not going to have anything to give them. Like, all right, give me your wallet and keys. Like
brought the
ball. And then cut your tongue off because you didn't give them wallet and keys.
So definitely don't get in the car.
Okay. If it's gun to your head, be like, I would take my wallet keys, throw everything on the ground, and just run. Because it was like, he gave me his wallet.
That's what I would do like this. I'd like grab the gun and go. Just make him blow my head off. I pull the gun, and like while I'm pulling it, like his finger, like, you know, like hits the trigger because I'm pulling the gun.
No, you know, Kevin, you just pull the pin, your frag grenade. Like, I'm not leaving, you're not leaving. Like that. Yeah,
just like walk around like with a suicide vest under my coat. Just in case.
That's something you would do. That's something that you would do, Kevin.
As soon as I see guy pull like up, a nail bomb. I see like a car skirt up to me, I just like. Just
detonate it.
Like take out the whole block. Oh, that was just a joke.
That was funny.
Oh, shucks, that was a joke. Okay.
I think one of our few viewers is a what's it called? People that go up for the bomb guys.
A bomb sniffing dog.
Yeah. Kevin, that's a fun loving story. So, thanks for bringing that up.
This is my iPhone. This is the iPhone that I use. Mm-hmm. Now, I... it's just a picture.
Fake my phone.
Dude, stop.
Fake phone Fridays. I knew it.
I bought this one recently. I still have my old phone. My old phone is a piece of shit. 41. Guys, we don't...
41?
I was just trying to mentally... I want to bleep that out. We don't swear. What? We don't swear. I said the S word. My old phone's a piece of poop. Crack screen. Crack screen works.
Wait, Kevin. Wait, really quick. Use this as a bleep. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Is that copyrighted? is that copyrighted allowed if you do it with your voice?
Yeah, I think that's allowed because we can do a cover of a song, like start off from the bottom. Now we here. All right, I'm gonna play both of those over each other. Like, baddest.
All right. Okay. Anyway, sorry.
So, my other phone is a piece of crud.
Yeah.
And crack screen. Only the bottom half of the, I'm not a phone geek. Not a geek squad guy. Only the bottom half of the screen works. The top half is unusable. It doesn't work at all. You can't touch it. I'm gonna start carrying around that phone. Like usually, like when I have to walk to the gym, so I'm gonna start using that phone, carry it around. I'm gonna have a decoy phone. So if somebody's like, somebody pulls up to me, and I can tell that they're gonna be a menacing guy, I'm just gonna instinctually like just give them that phone and then take off running. So they're gonna, what are they gonna chase me down? They already got my phone.
I thought of that idea before you even brought it up. I was like, I know where he's going with this. It's a good idea. Hear you describe that phone. If you gave someone that phone, you're gonna get shot in the head.
No, it's an iPhone. It's an iPhone 11.
That'll make it way worse.
It's an iPhone 11, and it's.
It doesn't. I don't know.
The thing is, like, it.
You try to sell it to them. No, it's not. No, it doesn't even work. No. It's an iPhone 11.
They like come find me. They come find me. They like pull it to me again. I just start throwing like old phones.
You're gonna give them that phone. They're gonna drive off. And you're seeing like slam on their brakes, get blocked out, like reverse it right back up to you.
Yeah, they're gonna drive off. I'm gonna be like, and then I'm just gonna see their like tail lights, like slam the brakes, and then I'm just gonna take off running.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe don't do that.
I'm also gonna walk around with a decoy wallet. I have this old Scooby Doo Velcro wallet.
Like, your pockets be filled. It's like. Those decoy stuff.
I'm like a magician just throwing things around.
Dude, oh my god. That is, okay, all jokes aside, that is kind of spooky.
Yeah.
It's right by you guys. That's crazy. What should I be for Halloween?
Ooh.
I actually need help with this.
Okay, really so are help. You going to do, I don't know if you want to. Doxer, but are you guys doing a couples costume?
Yes, she's going as Wonder Woman.
Oh wait, why don't you do
Wonder Man? No, she said Superman. Wonder
Bread.
Okay, here's the thing. I said Wonder Bread. Actually, I made that joke. Believe it or not.
So you're calling me a hack?
I am actually. The obvious choice is Superman. But I feel like if you go Superman, there's a big like stigma. You gotta be giant and jacked, and I'm not. And it's also clean shaven, and not any of those things. So
Jake, I got the answer for you.
What?
Yeah, I get.
I need actual help with this. There might not be some bull.
Yeah, and you don't want to wear okay. The only way you can get away with the Superman one is if you get the one with the fake like giant pad muscles. Because that'd be hilarious.
It would be funny.
Because you're already like a pretty big guy.
I'm not.
So if you walk around like a giant, that'd be hilarious. Either that or you get like a way too small Superman costume.
Actually, either of those are funny. I'll keep those in mind. Those actually are good options. I gave this a lot of thought. What do you think about this?
Uh-huh.
In this, she actually brought this up to me. I was thinking about it, I'm like, that's actually not a bad idea. But still might have the same problem. Wolverine. Because he's so hairy.
You'd actually make a really good Wolverine.
You think so?
But the dork in me is about to come out.
Yeah.
Wolverine and Wonder Woman aren't part of the same universe. Wolverine is actually part of the Marvel Cinematic.
Oh, man, that's the least of my problems. Actually, I'll be the DC alternative to Wolverine. I'm sure they have one. Harry, man.
It's Harry Guido,
Honestly, anyone who's Harry. Harry Guido. Harry Wop. Yeah.
Jake, do you want to know like what you should actually be? First of all, it's an all-time... If you this costume, nobody can say anything to you. It's like one of the most classic costumes ever. And what? It makes sense. Batman. What do you
think? Why?
Because Batman and Wonder Woman date.
Yeah, but that's the same thing as Superman. I have to be big for that.
No, Batman's not that big.
Yes, he is.
It's the new Batman. He's not that big. Everyone gave Robert Pattinson. They were like... How could you be good Batman? You're not even that big.
Yeah, that's true. He's not as big as Superman.
You're definitely bigger than Robert Pattinson.
Well, I don't know how big he is, Kevin. But. I thought about girth.
Ba-da-ba-ba.
Audio listeners, you better count your lucky stars. Kevin did some very inappropriate. Anyways, Kevin, but what does a Batman costume look like? Wolverine costume, I think, is easy. It's like a cutoff shirt, very minimal. Batman's much more involved.
Yeah, for Batman, you do have to go all out. You have to, like, buy a Batman costume.
Yeah, I think Wolverine, I can make one pretty half-assedly. Do you agree?
That's fair.
Well, should I be Wolverine without the claws? Is that? I mean, that's acceptable, right?
I feel like you need the claws.
I'm supposed to get the claws.
You either have to get the claws or you have to go all out with your facial hair and like actual hair. Like you have to like shave your beard into the mutton chops and then like spike your hair.
Oh, actually, I might do that. My girlfriend's a hairstylist. What? Wait, thumbnail. I just had a mustache, so I'll just shave it down, and then when I'm done, I'll get the mustache again. And it'll be, Kevin, that's a great idea. I'll do that, transition into No Shave November with the mustache.
Oh.
Because I'll just shave off the next day. Oh my gosh, this is why we're making oranges over here. Making orange juice. Okay, thank you. I feel way more satisfied. You always leave me satisfied and smiling. Satisfied and smiling. Isn't that the motto of our sponsor for today, Kevin?
You know what, Jake? It actually isn't, but speaking of sponsor...
speaking of sponsors...
We're going to pause this episode for a quick ad break. Be right back. Sorry to interrupt this episode, but the 21st episode of the Jake and Kevin Show is sponsored by none other than crease crushers. Watch that one in a mirror. Wait, hold on. Let's try to get it to reflect off the TV. Sorry. Today's sponsor of the Jake and Kevin Show is Crease Crushers. Out of breath. Here at the Jake and Kevin Show, we love a crispy pair of kicks. With that new shoe smell, you know what we don't love? How hard it is to keep them that way. Mm-hmm. Gone are the days of trying tricks and tips to return your dusty, dingy kicks to their former glory. Crease Crushers aren't going to let them get the chance. Let me try that one again. Crease Crushers aren't going to let them get the chance.
Take two.
Should I do the whole thing over?
Take two.
Today's sponsor of the Jake and Kevin Show is Crease Crushers. Here at the Jake and Kevin Show, we love a crispy pair of kicks with that new shoe smell. You know what we don't love?
What?
How hard it is to keep them that way.
That's true.
Gone are the days of trying tricks and tips to return your dusty, dingy kicks to their former glory. Crease Crushers aren't going to let them get the chance. Using antimicrobial charcoal foam technology, perfectly formed for most shoes, Crease Crushers shoe inserts can extend the life of your footwear. Whether it's Jordans or dress shoes, boots or boat shoes, insert a pair of Crease Crushers and let them work. The unique properties of their charcoal-infused foam allows Crease Crushers to wick moisture, eliminate odors, all while maintaining the shape like they never left the store. Crease Crushers. Crush those creases.
Kevin, that sounds amazing.
Use the link in the description to sign up.
Crush your creases.
Use the link in the description to sign up.
To do whatever you want.
To get those creases crushed. All right, now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Do you like this hoodie?
I do like the hoodie a lot. I was looking at it the whole episode.
It's from Costco.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was last year's. Do you like Costco clothing?
Costco keeps the cost low.
Costco clothing is kind of usually... It's usually a miss, isn't it? Kind of? Or no? You don't think it is?
I'll tell you one thing. I've gotten my favorite pair of shoes ever from Costco.
Really? What kind? Kevin, show us.
Okay. Now, Crease Crushers might laugh at me because these shoes are, I got these in 2015, so they're 7 years old. Mm. Here they are.
Those are Adidas? They sell Adidas there?
These are Adidas. These are Adidas Duramo 7s. And this is like a special Costco color. You can only get this color at Costco. I got these. They're still in good condition for 7 years old. I would run. Yeah. I would like do like runs in these every day.
Yeah. That's true. I always said they're select products, right? Like this hoodie.
Those shoes are so comfy. Like, I bet that hoodie is very comfy.
It's very comfy, and it's a really cool hoodie. It's like a special cat one made by Cat. It's like special things. It's like the drawstrings are inside to keep it safe in a work site. Oh. Stuff like that. Like cool things.
So you don't get sucked into the...
Sucked into the meat grinder.
Yeah.
I get a little self-conscious wearing Costco clothing sometimes.
The thing is, though, I don't... Like, no, I would never have guessed that was from Costco.
Yeah.
The only way...
But there were so many. They were selling so many, and I wanted them to be sold out really quick. Like, I bought them, like, oh, that thing's sick, right? I went there, like, a month later, and I still had them. I'm like, come on, you need to deplete the supply, because I want this limited edition. Because clearly this is, I'm assuming, limited edition. This was... last year. So now I kind of have an allocated buffer zone where I'm like, I wore a little bit, but like, I'm let that marinate, kind of like an investment.
Yeah.
Buy it, Now a year later, like they've already all been depleted and spread out. Maybe some got thrown away, washed, destroyed. The supply is low. Now I'm rocking this cat hoodie. My people don't even know where it's from.
Yeah, they just assume that maybe you work for Cat.
Maybe I work for Cat, but I don't, of course.
Yeah. If you want to, my first thought was if you want to expedite the process, just buy them out. Just buy all the hoodies they got. And then you wait for the investment, wait for them to be super cool, original. Yeah. And then you sell them, flip them. And then by then you'll have already gotten your worn out of it. So like even if you don't want to have it anymore, you sell it, make all that money.
Business idea. Dog flipping. We buy dogs from the pound, cheap at a discount. We get them kind of groomed up, flip them.
Should we train them a little bit?
Maybe a little bit. Nothing crazy, though.
We train them just enough so people think that they're really good dogs.
Yeah, but they're not.
Yeah, say, on no, the very surface backsies. Level. Yeah.
The ones give us money. No, gives you backsies. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell?
We could do that. We could do the no gives these backsies. But then also, mm-hmm. what we could do is we train the dogs. And, like, we actually train them. We train them so good. But we train them to only listen to, like, German words. And then if they want to, like, tell their dog what to do, they have to take our German courses.
Oh. No, we just tell them the dog's really trained, but only in German. Or Hungarian. No one knows Hungarian, so they're going to be like, well, dang it, the dog is trained, but I just don't know Hungarian. But in actuality, the dog isn't actually trained. But that we don't sell the Hungarians.
Yeah, that's true. That's... Because we hate Hungarians?
Not because we hate Hungarians.
Because they'll know. They'll figure it out.
They'll crack the code. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, guess what? You finished the podcast.
Congratulations.
What does that mean for you? Congratulations for you, first off. What does that mean now? Kevin, what are the next steps?
Let's see. I say the next steps are head over to YouTube. Because, you know what? We're right about to record a TikTok gauntlet. If that...
Bada bing, bada boomski.
If that... strikes your fancy.
But if not, tune in next week. Or perhaps the week after that. Or the week after that.
Tune in next week. But if we're not there...
Tune in next then time.
Tune in the... Keep tuning in so we're there.
Just stay, make sure to stay tuned
for
the new podcast.
Turn on those notifications.
No, but in all seriousness.
Yeah, seriously.
All jokes aside, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. And crush those creases.
And crush those creases. For Pete's sake.